Bank of Cardiff.
Hello.
Hi.
I need to speak to someone about possibly getting a loan.
Okay. I can probably help you with that. Give me one sec.
Okay.
Did you receive something from us in the mail?
No, I went online. Okay. And your information came up.
Okay. Let's see here. Wait one sec. Sorry, my system's running a little slow right now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, perfect. And what is the name of your business?
Well, it's listed as Chef Miguel.
Chef Miguel.
Yeah.
Okay. And you found us online. Okay. Did somebody refer you to our business?
No, I have been. I just started looking.
You did? Oh.
Time. I'm sorry. I just started looking to see about getting something financed.
Okay. And the phone number I have that is 386-506-2731?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is that the work or mobile number?
Mobile.
Mobile. Okay. Is there a good work number as well?
Yeah.
And what is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the same number.
Oh, it's the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And what was it that we could help you with today?
Well, I'm trying to purchase a food trailer.
Okay. And do you know who you'd be purchasing that through?
Not yet. I'm just starting to look.
Okay. Is it like a food truck?
Well, the truck is a bit out of my range.
Oh, okay.
But I just recently purchased a truck. So
okay.
I just need to get the trailer. That way I can do the festivals that way.
Okay. And how long have you had your business?
I've been in business about 3 years now.
Okay. And what exactly do you do?
We go to festivals doing selling food.
Okay.
Concessions.
Okay. Perfect. And are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how is your personal credit?
I'm just trying to rebuild.
Okay.
So it's, I guess, mid-5 range.
Mid-5?
Yes.
Okay. And what caused it to, I guess, go down?
Well, I have been in the construction field for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it's been up and down for so long, and when it just backed out, that just completely wiped me out.
Oh, no. Okay. And then you just switch industries?
Yes, I still work in construction.
Okay.
But I've been trying to get into more of the food concession business.
Mm-hmm.
But we've just been doing a little bit at a time.
Okay.
Trying to build up our reputation.
Okay. All right. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year, Miguel?
Last year it was only about $30,000 because we didn't really do a whole lot because I need a trailer in order to actually make it a full-time business.
Okay. So this is what I think that we can do. It's going to be a little bit difficult only because you would still kind of be considered a startup business, and the credit is kind of the thing that we focus on when it comes to equipment, unless
mm-hmm.
you have a cosigner. How much does this trailer cost?
Well, I've been looking for something between 12 to like 20,000.
Okay.
I haven't narrowed it down yet.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to see what I can get up, you know.
Yeah. Possibly if you have a cosigner that has strong credit, we might be able to do it. But usually the high fives would be kind of the lowest we're going to go. We also offer unsecured capital that you could use, but the overall gross sales are too low to qualify for that program. So,
well, that's because, like I said, I was only doing it like part-time.
Yeah, no, I realize that. Do you have anybody that could sign with you on the loan?
If they're possible, I just have to make a few phone calls.
Okay. We could also look and just see where your credit falls now and see if we can get you approved by yourself. And then if you don't, then we can see about a cosigner. Do you want to try that?
Well, I know it's going to be... Okay, that's fine.
Okay. What are you budgeting right now for a monthly payment?
Just for the business? What do you mean?
For the payment for the trailer, how much are you looking to spend?
Well, I had been checking around on doing these other type of loans.
Okay.
And what they were looking for was a bit higher than I expected. If I can be around, say, $1,200 a month, I guess. Between 12, no more than 15.
For the trailer?
Yeah. No, I'm just taking a guess. Because what I was looking at, they had a lot of food trucks that was around, and they wanted like $2,000 a month for them, and so that was too high for me. So I'm not really not sure about a trailer.
Yeah. Well, if you did, if we got you approved for a 5-year term, then you'd be in, you know, $300 to $400 on a $20,000 loan without interest. I don't think I don't think it'd be anywhere near $1,200. So,
okay,
it's really going to come down to your credit. So let's take a look at that. What's a good email address where I can send you a 1-page application?
ArmstrongG21@yahoo.com.
Okay. And what is the, do you have an address of the business or is it home-based?
It's home-based, yes.
Okay. And what is that address?
634.
Uh-huh.
Whitehall, it's one word, Whitehall Street.
Okay.
Daytona Beach, 32114.
32114?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'll do is I will email you an application.
Okay.
And I know you don't have the equipment picked out, but what I can do is just try and get approved for the highest amount. Like, we'll just shoot for 20 and then see what they say, and then we can kind of go from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you have any other questions?
Do you have a...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Do you have a company that you work with that where I can actually go look at trailers at?
I will ask. There is a gentleman here that does work with a lot of food trucks and that kind of industry. I'll ask him if he knows anybody in your area.
Well, the website that I actually got your number from, there is a place down in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
So I believe that they – I'll probably just go there. It's like around Fort Lauderdale area.
And what are they called?
I didn't write the name down. But
so did you find out about us from them?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And you don't know their name?
I didn't write it down.
Okay. So the gentleman here may actually work with them. So if I don't email you the information, he will, and his name is Ruben.
Okay.
I just have to see if
that's... What type of credit score would we need in order to qualify?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. We usually have some programs in the 500s. So we're going to just look at everything, because sometimes it's not just the credit score. It's certain trade lines, time in business. So we kind of look at everything as a whole when we're making a decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and send me that information and let me call my chef. He might be able to do it also.
Okay. I will send it over shortly.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.